Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hello there. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host. Nice to have you back with us here on CUTV News Radio. As I pointed out, it's a new year, folks, so happy new year to you as we are here within the first week of the new year. Nice to be back and nice to have you with us. Today we're going to talk to a coach who has a really unique background that she brings to her coaching practice that I think you're going to find very interesting. As we've mentioned quite frequently on these broadcasts, when we do talk to coaches, it's a profession that has just grown and grown and blossomed. There are so many different aspects to this world of coaching. But our coach, our guest today, has for more than 30 years been a nurse. And she is now using that background in her coaching practice, which brings something, a totally different, unique, extraordinary background to what she does. And as she points out, just like you have a physical checkup once a year to see how you're doing physically, she thinks everybody should have a life checkup to make sure that they're in alignment for what they want out of life and what their soul wants for you. Nursing, obviously, is the original healing profession, and for more than 30 years, our guest, Wendy Berry, brought her skills as a nurse to operating rooms, hospice care facilities, middle school, and chemical dependency clinics to serve patients who needed her. Now, Wendy finds herself on a new journey of healing as a sole practitioner and the founder of a coaching practice called Solutions. She is based in High Ridge, Missouri, that's a suburb of St. Louis. And she finds herself on a whole new journey of healing as this sole practitioner. Her practice is dedicated to helping clients unleash their inner magic and, as she puts it, live exciting, extraordinary, noteworthy lives that are filled with passion and purpose. And by the way, she has a remarkable website. And on that website, if you log in there, she points out that she works with people who are sick and tired of living boring, mundane lives. Does that describe you out there listening? If it does, you're going to have to listen more carefully to this broadcast. Because she says a lot of people drag themselves out of bed in the morning wondering why they bother. Why not just stay in bed all day? And at the end of the day, they wonder if this is all there is to life. Remember that Peggy Lee song? Is that all there is? The mind doesn't quiet and sleep doesn't come easy for them. Well, Wendy helps these people unleash their inner magic. They begin living exciting, extraordinary lives filled with passion and purpose, and they wake up enthusiastic to face every day. And at night, they go to sleep easy, knowing that they matter and that their life matters. That is pretty remarkable, and if that describes you, then I think you should listen to our broadcast with Wendy. Wendy said her favorite part of nursing was finding out who the person was and what made them tick and to help them grow as a person. And she learned that what she was doing was taking care of someone's soul. When she's working with her clients today, she's still looking at them holistically, how their physical, emotional, spiritual aspects kind of interact with each other. So she asked the question, why is your soul here? What's its purpose? What are you doing on a daily basis to keep your soul and its purpose in alignment? Wendy teaches her clients daily activities to take care of their soul. That's a little of the background on our guest, and I think you're going to find her very interesting indeed. Her name is Wendy Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Her coaching practice has a great website, and I invite you to look at the website if you're listening near a computer and you can, or on a, you know, on an iPad or something, you can log in. Her website address is CoachWendyBerry.com, and Wendy is WendyBerry for Berry, CoachWendyBerry.com. And again, it's a really nice website. So let's say good morning. Actually, it's good afternoon. It's good afternoon on the East Coast and on the in the area where Wendy is. So good afternoon, Wendy. Nice to have you with us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great, and I am so excited to be here today, Doug. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. We're excited to have you. Because, you know, we do talk to coaches occasionally on these broadcasts. I don't think I've talked to one whose background is as a nurse and how that helps as a coach. We talk to so many people who are business coaches who've been, you know, CEOs of companies, or they've had high-ranking positions in the business world and are now utilizing that background to help people in the world of business. But you as a nurse bring an extraordinary, unique set of experiences you've had and a background which I think could be very beneficial as a coach. So let's talk a little bit about that. How do you think, you know better than I do, how do you think being your years, 30 years as a nurse, helps you as a coach? How would you answer that question?
Well, in a number of different ways. And there are a lot of nurses that have gone into coaching, and a lot of them kind of slide into the health and wellness niche. And what I found for myself was I can talk about health and wellness, but there's this underlying current, what I found in my nursing career, is that people have a lot of pain internally that is caused by being out of balance with their spiritual DNA, so to speak, being on target with what their purpose is for life. And if you can work at getting that in alignment, then a lot of the physical and mental things that go on for people kind of just take care of themselves. So I've always been very interested in spirituality and metaphysics, and I've studied that for probably 20 years and became a spiritual practitioner within a church. And so I've kind of looked at how that all pulls together and how everything is connected. And, you know, we talk about DNA, you know, our physical DNA, what makes us who we are physically. You know, I have brown eyes and brown hair, and that's all in the DNA. And people talk about needing a sense of purpose. What am I here for? And I believe that there is a spiritual DNA within each one of us. Some of it runs the same, you know, to be loving and to be kind and be connected. But what really pulls at our soul for our life work is embedded in our spiritual DNA. And so that I moved into that area, that niche of coaching, looking at what is the spiritual purpose or the spiritual DNA of people to help them bring their lives into alignment. And when you do that, it's just kind of out of this world.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's exciting, especially for you. Not only you, obviously, for the person that you're working with. You know, I said at the outset here, you've written that there are a lot of people who are sick and tired of living boring, mundane lives. Do you find that to be true? And are these some of the kinds of folks you work with a lot, people who are just sick and tired of living a boring life?
Well, I do that, and I believe that there's a lot of people out there, and I, for one, experienced that, finding, you know, I love nursing, and that was a part of what my soul purpose was. It was a place that I needed to be to learn to move me to my next step. But I found myself going, I'm getting up every morning, and I'm going to work, and I know that I'm helping people, but I'm not feeling fulfilled within myself. There's something missing. And so I questioned that myself, feeling like, is this all there is? And in the questioning and being open to the answers and listening, I learned that the next step was to go beyond the physical needs of people, but to look at emotional. And then even below that, what is the spiritual needs of people? And how does that all tie together? So I, for one, felt that way, and that was kind of like the beginning of my journey to being able to help other people feel that. And, you know, you talked, there's so many people nowadays, I mean, the suicide rate is very high in a lot of different generational spaces, and people are looking at what is the reason for being here. You know, there's just, and if people quiet down enough and they stop with distractions. You know, people are always distracted, and we distract ourselves so we don't hear that calling from within ourselves. So learning to be quiet and listen is really significant.
Well, I'm interested in the age category that a lot of these people you find that who really just feel that life is just, you know, it's almost not worth living anymore. They just, you know, why get out of bed in the morning? Are these mostly older people, or does it run the gamut?
I would say that it's people moving into midlife, because people are very focused on, at least in my generation. My generation was very focused on family, and you work a job and you take care of your family, and then your family, you know, the kids grow up, they get out, they go to college, they're out on their own, and it's kind of like, okay, now what with my life? You know, my goal has always been to bring home money, make the home, and when that all gets kind of quieted down, when that purpose doesn't feel like it's there, you know, I mean, that goal of taking care of family, then suddenly it's like, what am I doing with my life? What do I want to do? Did I get lost along the way? And it becomes, and I think the word midlife crisis is really interesting, because a crisis becomes a kind of a Y on the road, so to speak, of saying, what do I do now? And you can either find things to distract yourself.
Yeah.
Or you can listen to what it is that your soul is saying, this is what I need, this is what you need, this is your purpose, and to move forward in that.
Well, let me ask you, for someone in that situation, and I'm sure there are many, as you've just pointed, I'm sure there are many. What, first off, they have to get in touch with you to get help. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude sometimes for people to pick up the phone and call somebody for help. But in any event, if somebody does come to you in that regard and they've got in touch with you, what do you do to help them? How do you begin helping people that feel that way about life?
Well, the first thing I do is listen. Because number one, in our society, too many times people are not really listening. They're hearing what someone says and then thinking about how to respond to them. So we've lost that art of listening. So number one, listen. And not just listen with my ears, but listen with my whole being to hear what falls between the words that people say. And then be able to mirror those back to them. Because the first thing that has to happen is for them to identify that need within themselves. And then together we can create a plan to help move them from where they are today to where they would like to be, in alignment with what is coming up from their soul, saying, this is really what I want. This is what I really would make me feel fulfilled in my life, and being able to create a plan how to do that. And that becomes very, there's a lot of coaching plans out there today that are very kind of cookie cutter, you know, do this, do these five steps and you'll get here. And I don't believe in cookie cutter style things. Some of them are really good to help you give insight. But if you really want to make changes, it needs to be individualized. Just like I, in my nursing, each care plan that I had for my patient was very, very individualized. Some things were always the same, but each one was a little bit different because everybody is unique. Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me. And I'm just thinking, I was sitting here thinking about what you said at the very beginning about getting a checkup once a year. You feel it's advisable that someone should go talk to someone like yourself once a year to get the help they need to be happy and healthy and successful. You kind of a life checkup. Would you put it that way? A life assessment, I guess, is a better way to term it, right?
Right, right. Because if you think of all the different areas in a person's life, like your health and wellness or your physical, your emotional and mental status, you know, and your spirituality, all those things kind of play in together. And if you are, think of it kind of like a wheel, and if one area is, you know, nice and even around the edge, but the other one is kind of lacking, your tire is out of balance, and your life kind of bumps along on the road, kind of like a flat tire. So being able to look at the whole person, and I like holistic with a W-H-O-L-E at the beginning, because it's the whole person, and seeing how everything plays together. Because if you don't take care of all of the areas, then your life is out of balance.
You've written something else I find very interesting, and you say people spend more time planning a vacation than they do their own life. If you think about that, that's a pretty profound statement. Do you find that to be true? Really?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I know people who, when they get ready to go on vacation, they research where they're going. They research how they're going to get there, whether they're going to go on a plane or a train or drive. And each vehicle of getting you from point A to point B, that's one choice that you have to make. And that causes you to look at, okay, if I'm going to drive, what am I going to stop and do? Where am I going to stop and stay? What am I going to look at on the way going there? If I'm going to take a plane, that tells me I'm going to miss a lot of stuff along the way, but I'm going to get to where I'm going faster. And then once I get there, what am I going to do? What am I going to go see? Where am I going to stay? And so, at least, and I know for me, when I went to Ireland, I was researching for months of all the places that I wanted to go and what I wanted to see, so I could utilize my time and accomplish my goal. So many times people get up in the morning and they just go through the rituals of getting ready for the day. So they get up, they brush their teeth, they brush their hair, they put their clothes on, they get in the car and they go, and they haven't given any thought to what they want their day or their life to be like. They know what tasks they want to accomplish at work maybe, but they don't know what they want to achieve. So if I wake up in the morning and my spiritual being goal is to be happy, to be connected, and I remember that that's one of my goals for the day, then that sets the intention, how my day is going to go. If I just get up and I hurry up and get to my goal for today is to get through all my emails and answer these letters and, you know, pay my bills and clock out at 5 o'clock, well, that's what I'm going to accomplish. But am I going to feel fulfilled? So it's just minute changes in a life that can make a difference in how we interpret what goes on in each and every day. And when you're looking at life as a whole big picture, people will go, okay, I want to have a house and I want to buy this car, which are physical things that you want to accumulate. But what do you want to learn? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to get out of life? So it might be, I want to learn to play the piano. And below that surface is, how can I create some beautiful harmony in my life? So if you look at that, somebody might do it by learning to play music or sing music, or it could be by creating harmony by going out and volunteering and connecting with more people and creating harmony within their community or creating harmony in their family. So I believe that setting some intentions or goals for your life like that can be manifested in many different ways by what people like individually, but create that sense of purpose that changes how your life is.
That's so interesting. That really is pretty fascinating. Let me ask you, there's one other thing you've written. You mentioned that when bad things happen in someone's life, there should be someone like you that they can call. You're a nurse, and you know how to say, okay, we're doing this right now. That's what nurses do. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like very good advice to me, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because when crises hit, when, you know, like emergencies, so we all know if you fall down and you break your ankle, you're going to go to the emergency room or urgent care. You're going to go somewhere that someone's going to say, okay, we're going to take an x-ray, we're going to see if you need surgery, or you're going to need a cast, and we're going to do that kind of stuff. Lay it all out.
Right.
Because you don't know. You know, you don't know how to handle a broken ankle. So you go to somebody that does know how to do that. And all you know at the moment is it hurts like crazy. I can't, you know, I can't walk on it. What am I going to do with my job? So there's all kinds of things that are going on in your mind. So somebody's going along, that their life is going really well, and then all of a sudden they're laid off from work. Well, that's kind of like a broken ankle. I mean, how am I going to get around? What am I going to do? How do I handle this? You know, what's going on? So you need somebody that's kind of, I like the word, you know, I can see the many paths outside of the forest. And when you're in the middle of the forest, all you see is the trees. So as somebody who deals with people in crisis, I can be objective or and stand outside of it and help you to look at what's going on and figure out what your next steps are and help
Very
guide
good.
You out of the middle of that.
Good for
and
you.
At the same
Very
time,
good for you.
Because, yeah, and at the same time, because of being, you know, an empathic person, I can also stand and be present in your pain with you and support you in that moment instead of saying, well, you should do da-da-da-da-da, because some people do that, tell you what you should do. And I don't think that's not what coaching is. Coaching is about, okay, let's take a deep breath and know that we're in this together and we're going to figure this out and be that objective person to help give you some opening in your awareness so that you can move beyond the pain.
When you work as a coach, how do you work primarily? Do you, by that I mean, do you work with people one-on-one, or is this mostly telephone consultation or Skype communication? How do you work with clients?
Most of my clients I work with on the phone, one-on-one. I do have small groups which is also good because you have a number of people on a call at one time, and you're all there supporting one another. So most of it is either on Skype or on the phone. And either
That's
way,
interesting. I was going to ask you about the group coaching. I just assumed that was you were in person with the group, but you do this on the phone with the group. That's pretty fascinating. Does that work well for the folks, you know, who are part of the group?
It does. Now, I do in-person coaching also for groups. But even from, you know, doing group sessions with people from all over is really interesting because you get people with, when they come from different places, they not only bring their own individual understandings, but they bring their regional understandings. So as we're working together, we all have the opportunity to expand our point of view and our awareness and connection to the world. So it can be very magical. And there's a lot of pluses to group coaching versus individual coaching because of the fact that you can have more connectivity with a group of people that versus just one-on-one with me.
And you're hearing all of their input as well, which obviously you're learning while they're learning, you're learning from them as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. By the way, do you find it's mostly women you work with, or do you talk to men as well?
It's primarily women, but there are I have worked with some men, but I would say that the majority of the people that I've worked with are women. Up
okay.
until now, that
all right. I want to ask you success stories. I love to hear success stories from people like you who are coaches and help others. If you had an example or two of, you know, some client who came to you, maybe they were leading one of those boring, mundane lives that we were talking about a little while ago and just wondered what, you know, is that all there is? Do you have a story like that or two that you could talk to me about how you've been able to help others and maybe things are much better for them now?
Right. I worked with a gal who was having a lot of issues surrounding her business and her family and feeling some disconnect with the people in her business. And as we worked, she became more empowered and really got more clarity about what she wanted and was able to build her team and increase her revenue and really change the dynamic within the business that she was in. And ultimately that brought her a lot more joy with her business. And at the same time, because that's what I was primarily working with her on, but the overflow was increased understanding about her family dynamics and how that all played in and really changed how the relationship within her family was and made that better too. So it's like if you fix one thing, other things just tend to be fixed also.
Yeah, I can easily appreciate that. So in effect, what you're doing, you're having an impact on their whole life, not just one aspect of it, right?
Right, yeah. And I think a lot of people think, oh, this is my problem, and so they start working on that. When in fact, as that begins to shift, it begins creating change where the real problem, so to speak, is. So.
When you're dealing with clients, do you give them homework, you know, things that they have to work on and to try and improve their situation, whatever it is that's their big problem?
Right, absolutely. And it's not so much it's for the processes that I have them do help bring clarity throughout between, you know, our sessions. So that when they come back, they've been able to gain clarity. So that's one thing that assignments work. The other thing is to help create rituals. I mean, like, we know that brushing our teeth every day helps our dental health, right?
Right.
So we know that we do that. And if we follow a certain diet, our health is going to be better. Well, if we do certain rituals or things that help to support and to help our soul growth and our connectivity to ourselves, then that becomes something that if you do that every day, it helps to do that. And that can vary from person to person because, you know, some people may need, you know, they may need to meditate 30 minutes to create that connective part with themselves. Other people may need to do mirror work to help to, you know, just every time you see yourself in the mirror, say, you know, I love and support you and you're amazing. And so each person is very individualized about what it is that may work for them to help gain that connected between their conscious and their unconscious or their subconscious self to help create growth.
You know, I gather you really love what you do. I know, having a 30-year career as a nurse, I mean, and, you know, be very close to some nurses in my own life, it's such a remarkable profession. How do you enjoy what you're doing now? Do you love being a coach, helping folks this way?
Oh, absolutely. And what I loved most about nursing was being able to see people have personal growth and to be able to understand how their bodies worked and what they needed to do to take care of them. That translates into my coaching. My goal in coaching is not to have somebody need me their whole entire life. My goal is to teach them to become their own coach so that they can take care of themselves on a daily basis, just like we do for our dental health and our physical health, and then have a checkup once a year to see how they're doing And if they get into a crisis, like they fracture their ankle,
you're there to
in
help.
In their life, they experience something. They have someone
right.
they can call on to say, help me through this emergency time in my life. Because
exactly. I love the way you put it, Wendy. That's really nice. Our guest, by the way, has been Wendy Berry. Her website is CoachWendyBerry.com, folks. And her coaching practice is called Solutions. She's based in the St. Louis area. Wendy, thank you so much. Nice to have you with us. That's it for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time. Bye for now.